Titus. Titus chapter 2, starting at verse 11. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in this present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus, who gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good works. Many translations translate that to purify for himself a special people. Special people. Do you know you're special? Not sure about special. Do you know you're special?
I don't know. I've debated all week whether I should say that, but I did. Special. Special. Special people. That's you. Yeah. Why? Well, not exactly because of, your good looks or anything, although some of you are very good looking. But because of what God has done for us, he made us this special people, this people for his own possession. That makes us special. See, not everybody on the earth, everybody on the earth has been made that way, because God has provided salvation for all men. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all men. He's provided it for all men. Now, the way is simple. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes up to the Father except by me. The way is simple. Jesus is the way. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. He's the way. In this age of tolerance, which is not going to last long, enjoy it while it's here. It's not going to last long. But this age of tolerance doesn't necessarily portray that. But the truth is true. Jesus is the way. It's by grace, through faith, so that it's available for everybody on the planet. That's why it's set up that way. Because otherwise, if it was because of standing or money or good works, which we're going to talk about, good works, if it was that way, it would not be available to everybody on the planet. Somebody wouldn't qualify. They were born on the wrong side of the tracks. They were born over here. That something happened. They weren't raised right. Blah, 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 blah. But God made it by faith, by grace, so that every person on planet earth could receive. So that salvation has been provided. That's God's part. He provided salvation. That's our part. Well, our part, instructing us, that's us, right? You're us, right?
Yeah.
Instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in this present age, looking for the blessed hope and appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus. That's our part. His part, who gave himself to redeem us. This is part. You can't redeem yourself. You can't redeem yourself. That's his part. We can receive, we can reject. His part is to redeem us. To redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify. See, you can't even do that. Yeah. See, most Christians recognize, God's got to save you. Okay? But now, if we just give in church, we can straighten them out. We don't say straighten them out, we call it sanctify. Well, that's actually his part too. This part is to straighten them out. This part is to save them. Well, what's our part? What do I get to do with this? You get all the easy stuff. Notice this. You get the easy stuff, God gets all the hard stuff. Could save yourself, could redeem yourself from your sins, God did that. Can't purify yourself, God did that. We can say, now we can. We cannot say no to sin. We can't do that. See, that's our part. Say no.
No.
People say, oh dear God, please take away all these temptations. Well, when you die and go to heaven, there'll be no more temptations. Until then, say no. Just say no. Yeah, just say no. were a sinner, you couldn't say that. Sinners sin because they have to sin.
Sometimes we get down on people.
This is not my notes. Oh, I don't use notes. Anyway, just in case you didn't notice that.
We get down on people. What are those heathens out there doing? They're acting like heathens because they're heathens. They have no choice. I used to get so mad at my dog. My Doberman, my head now passed away. But she would bark at the postal person, didn't matter, man or woman, every day. We've lived there 11 years. Every day. And I said, so why are you barking? It's a dog. We finally dawned up. I mean, it takes me a while to get stuff, but after a while I get it. It's a dog. Dogs bark. See, what sinners do, they sin. That's what they do. Why are we so upset with them? What did we do?
Sometimes, what do we do now? Oh, we won't go there.
So he has enabled us, and he will enable us to say no to sin, to live a righteous life in Christ Jesus. We are a special people. He's making us, purifying us to be a special people, zealous for good deeds. Zealous for good deeds.
Boy, my preaching, this is the right congregation. I am. You know, because we do more in this little church. I first came here, I thought, you've got to be kidding me. I cut out some of this stuff. Well, we're still doing it. And we're still doing it. It's amazing. It's just amazing how much money we raise and give away. It's amazing what all we do around here. It really is. Zealous for good works. So the second Saturday supper, yeah, a little shorthanded last night,
it came off just fine.
Came off fine. People worked, did things. I actually had to work. I worked up a sweat last night. It was sad. I know, it was sad. It was sad. I had to work. We're shorthanded. You got to work. What? Work? What is that? Probably won't last 25 months.
How come nobody's supporting me? Well, because we might be supporting the project. Maybe the project is worth it.
To Second Saturday Supper brings in a lot of money for us every year. And helps people. Does a lot of good things. You know, I mean, to a couple of those groups on Saturday night, we're going to start running them off the table. That's why I told them, I said, we're going to get to this table, you fill this table up every, we're going to start running the tables.
Yeah. It's right. We had lots of new people there last night. One lady told my wife, she said, I've been driving by the sign all year long, and I decided to come in. They saw the company actually greets us out there. He was a reason I didn't know that. He works hard to get something.
Touching other people's lives. See, that's good deeds. Zealous for good deeds. I want to do this so that I can touch somebody else's life, so God can touch somebody else's life through me. Are there benefits? There are benefits. There are. People give you a pat on the back every now and then. Need a pat on the back every now and then. That's good.
But if we're doing it for the glory, if we're doing it for whatever, or even if we're doing it for salvation, how do we get caught in that? Good deeds. If I do enough good deeds, I get into heaven. Well, not according to this. Because heaven's by the grace of God. Not by your good deeds. You can't do enough good deeds to get into heaven. You can't do enough good deeds to get God to like you. You can't do enough good deeds to get God to hate you. Not bad. You get God to hate you. God just loves you. He loves you. Good or bad, He loves you. That's true. Well, have nothing to do where you spend eternity, but He loves you. Yeah. Good deeds have nothing to do where you spend eternity. It's by grace. It's by faith. Thank God for that. Because would you really, I mean, stop and think. I know you're all really sweet, wonderful people now at this stage of your life. Would you really, even now today, want to be judged and given what you deserve? Well, yeah, I mean, geez, I'm better than so-and-so. Yeah, but the judgment goes by, how good are you compared to God? See, that's where the judgment goes. I'm not as good as God. We are kin, but I'm not as good as God. Still learning. So what are the good deeds for? The good deeds are to help one another. To help other people. The love of God that's in us. The God that good works. You know, this guy does good works all the time. Now, Thursday a week ago, we was quoting this verse on the golf course. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. We were golfing in the rain. It's amazing how many guys I talk with actually know scripture. It's amazing. Because I'm not sure they live it every day. I'm not. You know? Yeah, God gets mentioned a lot on the golf course. He does. He's doing a good way. He gets mentioned a lot. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. God blesses. I just read the Psalm. You ought to read Psalms 145. Okay, mark that down. Psalms 145. Read that this week. Great Psalm. Because it tells the nature of God. All flesh look to you for their food. God supplies food for all flesh. God is good and benevolent, and every good and perfect thing comes from God. All bad stuff does not come from God. All good stuff comes from God. Well, that God is good in us. So how could we not be? We have a God who is zealous for good works living in us. How could we not be zealous for good works? How could we not? See, if the God of love lives in us, how could we not love other people? Most of the time. Well, not perfect, though. I'm working on most of the time, it's a lot better than I used to. They're right here. Heard that, yeah. See, she's smiling nicely. That means, yeah, I'm right. See, God living through us. Now, when you get, I don't know what it was for you, when I hit about 50, I started discovering I couldn't do some of the stuff I could do at 25.
Now, I'm thinking that I could do some of the stuff I could do at 25 earlier than 50, but I didn't start committing it until about 50. So
I started thinking, nuts.
I used to be able to do this. I mean, I used to be able to open any can. Barbie's handing me a can. The old way it didn't matter. It opened the can. You know? I got to get a child to open these child proof cans that I get. Here, will you open that? Arthritis is bad, I can't get it open. Dang. You know. Yeah, the guy knows with arthritis in the backbone. I've been wondering why I'm always sitting. I can't turn really good. See? Well, now I know. Now I got a name to put on it. Oh, great. Why did I do that to you? Yeah. Can't do it. But there's other things I can do. And there's a new thing that I can do. Things I didn't have time to do when I was earlier. Things that weren't important when I was early. Man, I'm a lot smarter now than I used to be. A lot smarter. You know, I wouldn't mind going back to having my body I had at 25. Well, that's exactly about, yeah, about 20. It would be really good to get back in Vietnam. Man, that's how you get shit when I got back in Vietnam. Yeah. But I don't want to be that dumb again ever. You know, I mean, I look back and think, how can somebody as smart as you be that stupid? Give me a break. Yeah. So what can we do? More important than what can we do, what does God want us to do? That's more important. So maybe we can't sing in the choir anymore. Because I know somebody who used to do it before. Anyway, maybe after a while you just can't do that anymore. Maybe you can't, you know, carry stuff and lift stuff and run back and forth, get the secondary supper. Maybe you can't. What can you? What can you do? What does God want you to do? Now, God does not want you doing everything. I do not want you doing everything. I think we just burn out people in the church world because there is always one more thing to do. If Cosette and I stayed in the office till everything was done, we would just put cots in there and live there. It's never always done. Never. It's never done. It's your work done? No. We're talking this morning about what we got to do this next week. We have stuff already on the list. But we don't ever show up. I can't imagine showing up in the morning and saying, "Cosette, what are you doing today?" Well, I don't know. I don't really have anything to do today. Not me either. Dang. Say, yeah, never. That will never happen in church work. Never. So I don't want you doing everything. I do want you praying. And finding out, okay, God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? I want something I can sink my teeth into. You know, we're just busy. Society is busy. The world is busy. Busy, 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 busy.
Sometimes praying.
Praying. Say, I can do that. Maybe I can do this. Maybe I can do. I mean, what does God want us doing? Someone sinks our teeth into that we're actually doing some good for the kingdom of God. We're actually doing some good for Mayflower Church, or some of you do things with other organizations. It doesn't have to be Mayflower Church, Salvation Army, some other organization. What can I do to help people? What can I do? Special people, zealous for good works. Zealous for good works. Not zealous for what we think from good works, zealous for good works. So that God can be glorified in us, in what we're doing, in our case, in Mayflower Church. Yeah. Zealous. And just because we've done it all these years doesn't mean he wants you doing it enough. Maybe he wants you doing something different. Maybe it's time for a change. Have you prayed about it? Or are we just doing what we're doing? See, that happens in 106-year-old churches. After a while, we're just doing what we're doing. I have found it takes about 50 years. 50 years in any church organization. about 50 years. Now we're just doing what we're doing. Nobody knows why we're doing it. But we've always done it this way. Except if you change it for about 3 months, this is the truth. If I get something changed for 3 months, and we've always done that. Well, we've always done it that way. Mm-hmm. I just keep my mouth shut. It is possible. It actually is. Keep my mouth shut. Oh yeah, we've always done that. Why are we doing what we're doing? See, does Lansing really need just another church on this corner? Well, we got hundreds of churches in this town. Hundreds of churches in this town. What are they first? We have two of them here. Okay, so for all of you that want a contemporary service, we have one now. It starts at 11:30. And all those contemporaries we get.
Actually,
we may have a preacher or something. You don't think, have you met Pastor Thomas? Yeah? And we may have a preacher or something. Yeah, that'll be different. So he already told me he can do, 12 to 18 minutes. He already told me that. So I asked first.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that'll be good.
What does God want you to do? What is there that you can sink your teeth into in the kingdom of God? What is it? Well, if you can't think of anything, give me a call. Come see me. I will hook you up. I will. Because I do believe that we need to be busy about our Father's business. And yes, we can't always do, I can't do, what I always used to do. But there are things I can do. There's things that God wants me to do. I mean, one of these days I'm looking forward to retirement. But retirement not in the kingdom of God. See? American retirement's kind of where you just kind of what? I don't know, I'm not there yet. Quit working in golf all the time. Is there more to retirement than that? Like rebuilding a farm? Yeah, all sorts of little projects. Of course, I tell you what, I look at my schedule and then I look at people who are retired and I'm thinking, I can't retire. I don't have any more time. These people are busier than I am. It's amazing. But in the kingdom of God, He's always got something. Always got something. My mother's 82 in her chair. She has one of those electric chairs. She has Parkinson's disease. Can't get out of the house anymore except for that extreme effort. She just prays. She prays. Desire to do that. And she was always, her dad always really involved in church for both lives. I mean, the first time he had out of hospital, I was in church. Now she prays. Always something that God wants us to do. Speaking of prayer, okay, the two things that as long as we have any of these, either one of these two, we are going to have issues on. Okay, one is joys and concerns. The other one is the prayer list. I just want you to know that I already know we have issues on those things. Okay? We will always have issues on those things as long as we have them. Joys and concerns, I am in control according to the clock. Which means some days I'm going to stand up here and turn to my God and pray. And other days I say, hey, I'm going to give you a couple minutes to talk. Okay? And you can be as mad as you want. Okay? That's just the way life is. I'm sorry. When I say we're done, we're done. Because at 11:30, we're out of here and another church is in here. And I think that's only fair to them. If we were the second one coming in, I wouldn't want to have to wait for them. But, okay? And the prayer desk, we can put the Lansing phone book every week. Everybody in there needs prayer. Okay? But we can't work for the Lansing phone book every week. See, so that's why we struggle with this. Put them on, take them off, what you need. Because everybody does need prayer. And we will continue to struggle with that. And I'm working on that. Okay? So, I choose to have those two issues rather than just say, that's done, we're done. That's a little complicated. Okay. Now,
we have a joy.